T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
David Fioronis is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. They had a practice today. Solana's been telling you in the headlines. Tua has been officially ruled out for Sunday. Not a surprise. Players spoke to the media today as well. And David can tell us all about it. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Always a pleasure to jump on, talk Dolphins. Unfortunately, this week we have a lot of concussion talk dominating the storylines.
Yeah,
course.
And it was such an exciting start to the season, but it's all been kind of co-opted by head trauma and Tua. So just bring us up to speed. So what is the latest on Tua and his recovery and the prognosis and the timeline? Like, what's all the latest?
Yeah, as far as we know, he won't be able to play on Sunday against the Giants, and that much I think a lot of people could have imagined. The timeline, there is no timeline. It's different people deal with concussions differently, so they're not setting a timeline to it. We just do know he won't be able to play this game, so Teddy Bridgewater will start, and then it just depends on how he gets through these 5 steps in the protocol, in the return to action protocol part of it. Tua had all his tests come back clean as far as once he got out of University of Cincinnati medical facilities late Thursday night, traveling back to the team from then to early Friday morning. That's x-rays, CT scans, and latest the MRI that was late Friday. So all of that came back. Those are pluses for him in his recovery, that it wasn't anything more than what we already knew, which was the concussion. But now he just has to get through this 5-step process. And then how long it'll take, that'll be determined over next weeks now.
And David, being close to it as you are and just hearing all the stuff and everybody talking about it and the coaches have to speak about it, like, my opinion is, I'll tell you mine, the Dolphins, this wasn't on them. This is on the NFL and their concussion protocol. But what went wrong that now they're firing people and all that, from your understanding?
Yeah, right now, I mean, they haven't revealed that much as far as the NFL and NFLPA the NFLPA investigation. They released a statement with the NFL stating that they did move on from this independent doctor, the neurological specialist that was assigned to this concussion check. They did say that they did not, or they have not made conclusions yet as far as if any medical malpractice or prognosis was made in clearing Tua Tagovailoa, so that part is still ongoing. But what we do know now is that the unaffiliated doctor that we all know has a role in every concussion check and clearing players, that's not affiliated with the team, so that kind of is able to present this unbiased view and not be pressured to rush a player back in any particular case. And that person was indeed terminated. So from that perspective, that's all we really have concrete. And the investigation is ongoing, and we'll be finding out soon, maybe in the coming days, about what they did find in that investigation.
I will tell you, Crowder, and for those who may not know, like, so the NFLPA and the league have this agreement about the independent neurological doctor that's assigned to every game and team. The NFLPA or the league can fire any one of those guys without any kind of hearing, and they can do it unilaterally without the consent of the league, or the league can fire anyone without consent of the NFLPA. So it is possible that the NFLPA just looked at the Tua situation and said, listen, I don't care what this guy did, if he followed every protocol, like, we just don't want him to be one of the independent neurological associates anymore that has anything to do with the league. So I think David makes a great point, which is we really don't know the details of it yet. Just because they fired him doesn't mean that there was anything nefarious going on. Now, maybe there was. I don't know.
But the investigation will
correct
show that.
Correct.
I got you.
Do you think that they have to, David, any inclination that the Dolphins have to slow play bringing Tua back just for the optics of it?
There is that aspect to it. I was thinking today, boy, it would be the right move to just avoid it from the start and go ahead and rule him out from the beginning, because then if you say, well, you're playing this waiting game and trying to see if you can get him back on the field, just the optics of it would look really bad when he did now have a confirmed concussion this time, and then a suspected one that a lot of people believed was a concussion, although he was technically diagnosed with the back injury, although initially it was deemed by the team to be a head injury when he went in at halftime, and then corrected post-game that Tua and Mike McDaniel said it was actually the back the whole time. And also the NFL and NFLPA are talking about making changes to potential loopholes in the system where situations like this, where you saw Tua initially grabbed his head in the Sunday game against the Buffalo Bills. And when he was on the ground, he grabbed his head. Then he shook his head as if to shake the cobwebs off, right? And then he stumbles once and then twice and is held up by a teammate. Then if they can get some of those loopholes out of the system where they say, okay, now even if he is cleared of a concussion, if you see signs like that, that gross motor instability is the term that's out there, then you cannot return to action that day at all. And then you have to go through the concussion protocol to be able to return.
I live my life with gross motor instability, David.
Yeah.
But on the field, though, Teddy, like, there were some throws that Teddy made, that interception I was very upset by, because if he waited one more second, he would have cleared that window from the linebacker. But is it Teddy's team until Tua comes back, or if Teddy struggles – This is a Solana question. If Teddy struggles, can we see Dan Thompson?
Great question.
If he struggles, you're going to hear a lot of people calling for Skylar Thompson, not just Solana.
Yeah. And what Solana is asking, I have found to be a pretty representative of the fan narrative around the Dolphins. A lot of people seem to really want to see Skylar Thompson. But, I mean, Teddy's going to start. He's an experienced NFL starter. He just was one last year. One of the top backups in the league. And sure, there have been some throws, interception. And, I mean, he looked off when he entered in the first half against the Buffalo Bills when he had to come into that game. He did hit that deep ball to Tyreek Hill. That was over 60 air yards. I know we make a big deal of air yards every time with Tua. So there was that play that got them down near the goal line to score a touchdown in that Bengals game. Almost came back. Did have a lead at one point, but then the Bengals came back and responded off of that. So it is Teddy's team for the meantime, and then Skylar Thompson will be his backup. And a fun update today, the team brought back Reed Sinnott, formerly of the Dolphins practice squad, that was taken by the Eagles and then was a free agent again after being released from their practice squad about a month ago. So he's back now in the Dolphins practice squad as of today.
Has the David Fioronis, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, is with us. Has the Tua situation put a pall over the Dolphins' practice and functions? Because you were out there today. Because they should be out there having fun. I know they're coming off a loss, but they're a 3-1 team. They've looked pretty damn good. So does the Tua situation and the head injury conversation and the investigation of the handling of Tua, has it put a pall over practice, say, today, or did it feel like a typical Monday practice?
Yeah, I think, and in talking to players too, a little bit more of a somber mood, not as much energy around the team. Obviously, they are just getting back. They were able to disconnect a little bit from the long weekend, having that mini bye off the the short week on the other side of it, playing Thursday night. So there is some of that. Players are able to get refreshed a little bit from that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, this is the team's quarterback, and he did just go down with the well, – we saw the image. It was very scary on the field out there watching him get taken off on the stretcher. And just, I don't have to go into the details. Everyone saw it on the broadcast. So, you know, those players were on the field for coming out to midfield to check up on their quarterback. So, obviously, there is a little bit of that mood to it. But then now – starting to get into the process of picking it back up. It's Monday, so this is a practice that, you know, they'll get into the normal week's routine, going with the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practice pretty soon here, and just trying to get back into the thick of things.
And this secondary, David, like, I know X was hurting. I saw him with the heat pad on his leg, but T. Higgins ate him up, 2-124, 18 per catch. Like, this aggressive defense they're playing, can they keep that up? With Byron out right now, Xavier hurt, and, you know, young guys, you know, Cater Cahoo's out there trying to cover all-star receivers. I don't know if he's made for that yet. Can they keep up this approach to the defense with all these injuries in the secondary?
Right, and that's the thing. That's why the corners are so important to this defense, because when you leave them one-on-one in man coverage and, you know, that you have the ball healthy and you have X and Byron and Nick Needham in the slot, and you're able to leave them one-on-one, then that's when you free up more guys to be able to blitz and play aggressively as Josh Boyer likes to do. So when you're not effective in that regard and you have guys playing hurt or guys not available like Byron Jones, which we're going to find out maybe later in the week if he's going to get closer to returning. He is eligible now, 4 weeks on PUP to start the season. It's huge to be able to have availability to your defense and have that on the outside so that you free up more guys to do different things.
David Fioronis, he covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. You can read his work at sunsentinel.com or on the Sun Sentinel app. Of course, you can follow him on Twitter as well and get all your Dolphins news. Thank you for making a little time for us, David.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
There you go. David Fioronis talking a little Dolphins here. And we'll talk some more Dolphins. We still got to get to our Dolphins question of the day, so don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I am McLovin.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.